In Mexico, the top brass of the army has finally agreed to allow investigators to meet with members of a battalion which was reportedly in the area at the time when 43 student teachers were abducted and disappeared. James Blears in Mexico reports that this could be a significant breakthrough. In Serbia, police have detained scores of people in what has been called the Balkan nation's biggest anti-corruption investigation in decades. Stefan Boss reports that one of those held in the multi-million dollar scam is a former minister at a time when Serbia seeks membership of the European Union.
Officials say Serbian police have arrested 80 people, including former Minister of Agriculture Slobodan Milosavljevic, for alleged involvement in massive corruption. Milosavljevic, from the opposition Democratic Party, is charged with abuse of office during his term and while serving as Chamber of Commerce head. His Democratic Party has already described the arrests as politically motivated. Many of those held are from his party, although some are members of the governing Socialist Party. Among others being held are at least two former Interior Ministry officials, several serving and former mayors, and a number of executives in state-owned firms were also reportedly detained. Serbia's Interior Minister Nebojša Stevanović told reporters that the charges against those detained are serious. He says criminal charges have been brought against the detained because there is reasonable doubt that from 2004 until today they have committed several crimes, such as money laundering, embezzlement, the forging of documents, also issuing the certification for false documents, abuse of office, bribery, and misuse of public procurement are among the charges. The alleged embezzlement is believed to total some $66 million. Serbia's latest crackdown came after it opened talks to join the European Union. The EU has pressured Belgrade to end a legacy of corruption and organized crime. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.